a tribute to the axolotl. For those who have never heard that name before, it might sound like some sci-fi creature or some mythical beast from South America. And in a few ways, it kind of is one. Axolotls have become famous not only for their ability to defy aging, but also for their power to regenerate entire limbs without nary a scar left behind. But for those who have never seen one, their appearance might actually be surprising. Axolotls are actually amphibians, more specifically salamanders, that are entirely aquatic. At first glance, they are fairly unassuming, if not a little weird. With tiny, dopey, wide-set eyes and a frilled collar that allows them to breathe, they don't seem as interesting as they actually are. The axolotl is solely found in one lake in Mexico. All of its other habitats were either drained or dried up in centuries past. But their general rarity did not stop scientists from taking a liking to them nearly 200 years ago. Since their discovery, they have been a model organism in scientific research and have been used in studies related to tissue regeneration, development, and amphibian evolution. So let's get to the good stuff. Why have scientists been studying these animals for so long? What makes these animals stand out amongst the crowd?
To understand this, we first have to talk about a process known as metamorphosis. During this process, animals are born in one form, but by the time they're adults, they look drastically different. A good example of this is when you think of frogs. When tadpoles emerge from their eggs, they have gills, have no limbs, and one long paddle-like tail. By the time they're adults, they've grown two arms, two legs, lost their tail, and now, instead of being completely aquatic, can switch between living on land and living in the water. While many salamanders also go through metamorphosis, axolotls are different. They too are born in a larval state, being fully aquatic with gills and a long paddle-like tail. But for some reason, they never actually turn into adults. That's right, they actually stay looking like babies all of their life. They never go through that form change that we would expect, with the loss of that paddle tail and gaining lungs and then moving on to land, which is typical of most salamanders. To put this into perspective, think if you had a baby, and that baby never actually went through puberty ever. Instead, it just kept growing every year into a larger and larger toddler, never actually maturing, at least through physical appearance. But that isn't even the most exciting part. During some research, scientists injected thyroid hormone into an axolotl, and all of a sudden, it changed. Its frilled collar disintegrated, its tail turned round, and it started to grow lungs. Now, this fully aquatic animal all of a sudden lived on land, all induced by the injection of some hormones. And this is the only amphibian where this has ever been recorded. There are a few other amphibians, apart from the axolotl, that stay in this larval state for all of their life. But no other amphibian has gone through a complete metamorphosis just due to a little scientific intervention. Then it should come as no surprise why so many scientists have looked at axolotls to help better understand how organisms develop over their lifetime. On a completely separate note, axolotls also have the ability to regenerate limbs. Now, this isn't an ability that is unique to the axolotl. Many amphibians have this ability to regenerate damaged tissue. But axolotls take it to another level. Not only do they have the ability to regenerate limbs like a toe or a tail, they can go so far as to regenerate things like a full jaw, entire vertebra of their spine, and even their brain. This is a level of regenerative ability rarely ever seen amongst animals with a backbone. In essence, if the axolotl was a superhero, it would easily be Wolverine or Deadpool, able to regenerate entire pieces of their body without even a single scar left behind. An interesting fact with this is if you force an axolotl to go through metamorphosis to turn into this land form, its ability to regenerate is actually significantly reduced. It's almost as if staying in this larval baby state actually allows it to recover more easily from damage, and forcing it to transform reduces its ability to survive. It's these traits of being able to remain in this larval stage throughout its life, while also being able to be induced to transform, and having these regenerative powers that makes the axolotl such an interesting animal that scientists have worked on for years. So, while on first glance it might look a little dopey, within its body chemistry are secrets that might lead humans to one day better understand how to regenerate our own tissues to help amputees from war and disease to regrow their limbs. I hope you enjoyed this tribute to the axolotl. For more information, visit zooplank.com and also click on the attached links to find more information on these amazing creatures for yourselves.